From the Microsoft Corporation, Corporate Vice President, Information Management and Machine Learning, Joseph Sirosh.
Good morning. A hearty welcome to the workshop. In these 2 days, you will learn a tremendous amount for the exciting things that we're building to enable what I feel is the new cloud operating system for intelligence. Now, before we dive into that, today morning we have two keynotes, mine and Jason Wilcox. We're going to make a slight agenda change from what's here. There's a 15-minute break right after my keynote, according to the agenda. We will just go through both keynotes together and then break after before the 11 o'clock starts. So that will just make it a little easier. Okay? Good. So let's dive in. I wanted to start off by giving you a vision about the future of analytics that we are building towards. Okay? About 4 years ago, Mark Andreessen said, software is eating the world. He meant that software is in the fabric of our everyday lives, and it is going deeper. But there's something magical that's happening now. In a very short time frame, cloud is eating software. Software is being delivered as services in the cloud. And not only is the cloud eating software, but cloud is eating data. All data from mobile devices, from the Internet of Things, from everywhere, is flowing into the cloud. And that's a dramatic transformation. Let me show that to you with a picture of the growth of data over the last 30 years. In the 1980s, the vast majority of the world's data was analog. Books, gramophone records, tapes, analog recordings. Well, very soon, the digital data grew with the PC revolution. In the 1990s, the internet came along, and something new happened. That green part that you see in the growth of data, that's data with an IP address. Data suddenly had an address. So it could be addressed, it could be moved, it could be flowing across data centers and flowing across wires. And that makes an enormous difference because now you can join data, integrate data, and drive enormous amount of intelligence out of it. And that connected data is growing at an incredible pace. Fast forward to 2015, the vast majority of world's data is all digital. About half of that is all connected data. It's data living in the cloud. It's living in data centers. It's coming from mobile devices and the Internet of Things. And move forward to 2020, another 5 years or so, what you're going to see is that the vast majority of world's data, that's about 50 zettabytes, that's 50 million petabytes, that data, vast majority of it is connected data living in the cloud and coming from IoT and Internet of Things. And that's going to be the most profound change in our lifetime after the invention of software. The best way for me to illustrate the power of some of those things and how it can affect our daily lives, let me actually roll a video that tells you a customer story.
The U.S. healthcare system is challenged by the task to deliver exceptional, personalized care at a lower cost. Despite spending nearly one-fifth of our gross domestic product on healthcare, we struggle to meet this goal. Financial pressures on care providers are increasing. This isn't sustainable. So how can we deliver high-quality, personalized care that patients deserve, given the cost pressures we face? At Dartmouth Hitchcock, we've created ImagineCare, a new cloud-based solution built on Cortana Analytics Suite and Microsoft Dynamics that enables providers to help patients achieve better health. With the help of Microsoft, Dartmouth Hitchcock is building a technology platform to serve healthcare organizations and patients across the country, setting a new standard for personalized care. Now, using machine intelligence, providers can develop a care plan that's unique to each patient. We can monitor patients from their homes, where data is collected from devices and sent to the cloud, to ImagineCare's 24/7 contact center, where registered nurses continually monitor a patient's health status and potentially serious trends.
Cortana, summarize health status for Ben Andrews.
Ben Andrews' weight has increased more than 2 pounds in the last 24 hours. Please review the home diuresis protocol prescribed by Dr. Phillips.
patients get reminders and encouragement and dynamic updates to their care plans, improving their health, helping them avoid unnecessary trips to the emergency room, and reducing the cost of care. With support from loved ones and real-time interventions, there is less likelihood of readmission. With Cortana Analytics Suite and Microsoft Dynamics, we're transforming the way healthcare is delivered today, improving patient outcomes, reducing costs, and offering an unprecedented level of personalized care.
Predictive healthcare, driven by the Internet of Things and data and analytics, is a profound revolution. That is, by the way, the future that we will experience in a short number of years. It's not only Dartmouth-Hitchcock that is doing it. In fact, there are researchers at University of Washington, Tacoma, who have built hundreds of machine learning models using Azure machine learning to predict outcomes of diverse kinds of diseases, such as asthma and congestive heart failure. In most of the advanced countries today, most of the emergency room costs are driven not by accidents on the road, but by chronic diseases. And it turns out chronic diseases, a lot of it are, and the events that will happen associated with them are predictable from data. Only if you can actually gather the data with Internet of Things, send that data to cloud, for example, analyze it, and drive actions, as you saw in that call center. What you're seeing there is predictive healthcare, where you're predicting a probability of an adverse event and avoiding it through intervention ahead of it happening. And it is believed that about 70% of the costs of emergency room admissions can be cut, especially in advanced countries, if you can do predictive healthcare. So now let's take a look at what it takes. At the highest level, what it takes is a simple flow like this. You're collecting event data, maybe from blood pressure monitors, it may be from your band, it might be from other sensors. It's coming in over the wire, it's coming into a place where it can be collated and analyzed, can be connected with historical data that you have, for example, of patients' health history, and turned into intelligence that is predictive, and then you take action, either through people being given those insights and driving actions, such as in a call-out center, with the nurse practitioners, or through automation, through rules that drive actual alerts and take activities that close the loop. And then you, of course, close the loop and learn from it. That's really typically the cycle. And when we went after building the platform for this, we asked ourselves, what do we really need to build? What is that intelligence that needs to be answered? And it turns out intelligence, data-driven intelligence especially, comes to about four major questions. The first question, which most of us actually do every day, is to look at data and ask a question, what happened? And that's reporting. Typically graphs, there are other ways of looking at the data. It may be SQL queries. You understand what happened in the past in the data. And then, of course, what happens in an enterprise when you want to take action is people get together, understand the meaning of what you just saw, debate and discuss what decisions to take and drive action in a manual process. Now, when you get a little bit more sophisticated, you will use scientific techniques. You will use statistical techniques to understand why did that happen, okay? And understand and reason about the data. And then the time to take a decision is shorter. You get action that's more reliable, and you're better off. And when you get more advanced, you go to predictive analytics. You ask the question, hey, knowing what happened and why it happened, can you infer what will happen in the future? And when you can predict what will happen in the future with a certain amount of statistical confidence, you can take decisions that are actually very powerful. But the time to decision is cut short, and you can take actions. And that's an example is in that workflow of a nurse practitioner calling out. But then what would be even more great would be if the system were capable of giving you a recipe for action. It could tell you what you should do given what happened, why it happened, and knowing what will happen. The optimal actions to take, the sequence of actions to take, so you can actually have complete automation drive all the way to action. Now, there are systems that take this today, right? For example, all the ad targeting systems of today, by and large, go all the way to showing the optimal ad to show to get the maximum click-through rate and optimize a pretty complex objective function. But that capability is now seeping into every aspect of our lives through the Internet of Things and the connected devices all over the world. And so then you need a platform to make that easy to do, to democratize it. And that's what Cortana Analytics Suite really is. It is really the platform to transform data into intelligent action. A simple platform in the cloud, delivered as managed services that developers can use to build all of these things in one place from one vendor in a very easily integrated fashion. And it contains many components, by the way. It's meant to be comprehensive, so naturally it covers all the aspects of an analytics pipeline. I'll touch upon this at a high level, and in the sessions that you see at the workshop, you will see a lot more details about it. Now, first, you need to bring data in, right? You bring data in through ETL processes in the case of batch jobs, and Azure Data Factory is a one-of-a-kind service for bringing data in, orchestrating its movement across lots of different services, and getting things, getting end data sets produced. It's sort of the concept of a factory where raw material comes at one end, moves through a number of machines, and finished goods come out at the other, right? Implemented on the cloud in a very, very easy to use way. There is the Azure Data Catalog that gives you a catalog of all the data assets that you have in a very easy to browse fashion, so you can discover what data assets you have that you can work with. There's Azure Event Hub, that's about streaming data, data that is coming in from the Internet of Things, for example, or websites, streaming in, that can land in the cloud and then can be analyzed. Now, where does all that data go? It goes into big data stores. We have created some amazing big data analytics systems in this company that are fully managed in the cloud and scaled to enormous scales. Azure Data Lake, for example, it is a service for big data fully managed in the cloud. You don't have to set up Hadoop. You don't have to set up any of the complex software today to do big data. It provides what's called a web HDFS API, and you can feed it data through an API. It'll go in at incredible throughput. You can be pulling back it out at incredible throughput. So any number of applications in the cloud can, through web HDFS, interact with enormous scale data, all residing in the cloud. And in many ways, empowering the cloud to be the ultimate data lake. And then Azure SQL Data Warehouse, which you'll talk more about, it is the world's first true elastic data warehouse in the cloud. Meaning you can actually just fire up a data warehouse. It's actually a very unique thing. You can fire up a data warehouse, you do a bunch of computation, you can pause it, you can resume it, and when you pause it, it's not charging you anything, right? And you can resume it, and you can stand up as many data warehouses like that as you want in the cloud, and it's all, by the way, fully T-SQL compatible, SQL Server compatible. So one of a kind. So that is part of the Cortana Analytics Suite. And then many of you have heard about machine learning and analytics. We have Azure Machine Learning, which we launched about 9 months ago as GA, 6 months ago as GA, which allows incredible predictive analytics to be done in the cloud and web services to be published to operationalize that. We have Azure HD Insight, which is Hadoop as a service, where you don't have to install software. You know, don't have to pick a vendor. You don't have to install software. It's Hadoop clusters that you can fire up within minutes and start using, and when you don't want it, you can shut it down, right? And that kind of elasticity is magic, the magical thing about a cloud. And then Azure Stream Analytics, it makes it so simple for you to put complex stream computations in flowing data, and we will show that in a demo. And then you combine that with the magic of Power BI for dashboards and visualizations, and assistive intelligence in the form of Cortana. Many of you know what Cortana is. Cortana is, you've seen Cortana as a personal assistant for consumer information, for alerting you about flight travel or your traffic or other things that you care about in your daily lives as a consumer. But what if you could bring that magic, the magic of a very effective personal assistant that gives you relevant information into the enterprise context? When you're at work, at your desk, doing something that is work-related, giving you information that is very contextual related to work, or empowering new workflows like you saw in that call center at Dartmouth Hitchcock, or empowering new ways of interacting where you don't have a keyboard so you can actually interact with it, and leveraging all of the information from the Cortana Analytics Suite through a very relevant, proactive assistant, that would be a new way of interacting with big data. So that's what Cortana is about. And then we bring in a bunch of magic from MSR about analyzing image data and speech data, and also finished solutions as APIs in the cloud, such as recommendations, customer churn prediction, forecasting. And by the way, this is just, again, start of a journey, by the way. This is not all that Cortana Analytics Suite is. The Cortana Analytics Suite is meant to be as much a vehicle for delivering all of this innovation around analytics in the cloud as a finished product. It will constantly be a vehicle into which we put the latest innovation from Microsoft into the cloud. Okay, so that's our vision. And so here are some of the top differentiators for the Cortana Analytics platform that I wanted to share with you. Remember, at Microsoft, we believe in building a platform for others to build applications. We are a platform company. We are about empowering the ecosystem. We are about empowering applications to be built on top of incredible capabilities that we build and democratize and productize. That's really the goal, right? So it's a platform like no other. And so here are the differentiators for this particular one. We are going to be able to handle data at any capacity, whether it be small data or big data, at any volumes, velocity, variety, streaming or batch, right? Our goal is to be able to do analytics on any capacity of data. It's a platform. Now, the cloud itself is the Uber platform at the end of the day. It provides the storage and compute and real-time ingest and all of those that we are building things on. And we provide all of these services for connecting to your data, for managing your information, for big data environment, for advanced analytics, for visualization, and integrated development environments that you can author these analytic components in. Great IDEs don't exist for analytics, but we are creating them. We have traditional IDEs for code, right? But IDEs for analytics are different. They're different in character. It has to support experimentation. It has to show workflows. It has to show processing flows. And you will see some of that in the demos that will come. And then there is assistive intelligence, Cortana, which I talked about. There are applications that will provide as seed applications for others to leverage very quickly, to shorten the time to value, time to sale. You know, vertical toolkits, there'll be hosted APIs, there'll be finished industry applications built mostly by our partners. Features such as elasticity. We believe elasticity is the hallmark of future computing, especially the cloud. You don't want to, it's pay as you go, scale as you go, as you need, and that is critical. It's going to be fully managed. We don't believe in just throwing computers at you and storage at you and let you figure out what software to install and how to manage all of that complexity, especially with a field like analytics where there's such an incredible diversity of vendors and incredible complexity of innovation that's happening. And then, of course, we have to support open source as well. Open source is a first-class citizen in here. We believe open source innovation is an important thing that is happening in the computing world. And customers want it. So we will integrate that, but make it reliable, make it enterprise-grade, make it supported, so you can actually build real applications with it. It is going to have incredible capabilities of the cloud, hyperscale, enterprise-grade, hybrid. We are going to provide around all of this training, professional services. We even have a data science team that'll go well to 150 plus people to enable partners to actually bootstrap Cortana Analytics. We'll have also a marketplace on the cloud for finished solutions that you can actually surface and extend to your end customers. It'll be secure, compliant, and auditable, and we will offer all of these in one simple subscription model, make it easy for customers to purchase. And this is the other promise. In many ways, the promise that Microsoft is extending to our customers is that we're going to keep innovating this. It's going to be future-proof with the research of Microsoft and Bing behind it, and perhaps one of the fastest pace of product innovations in this area. And many of you who have already used Azure Machine Learning, for example, would have seen how fast we have been able to innovate once we actually took an approach of building and innovating in the cloud. And a cloud delivery model makes that possible. Okay, so those are the top differentiators. And here's also a fundamental belief, and I hope you share this belief with me. And that is, we believe analytics should be agile, simple, and beautiful. Now, I've been practicing analytics for over 20 years, and it actually sometimes pains me to see how the practice of analytics hasn't changed from when I finished my PhD back in 95 to now, because people still do the same scripting with R or SAS or something like that, painful ways of deploying models, testing models. We're changing all of that. We feel the agility of software development that you see in the world today should be brought to analytics, the practice of analytics. It should be an engineered science, not an ad hoc science. And it should be simple. It should be democratized. You know, I say now to many people that if you can cook, if you can follow a recipe, you should be able to do analytics, a lot of it, and get useful value out of it. Because a lot of analytics today, given all of the wonderful developments that have happened over the years, is really sometimes following a recipe. And it should make, the platform should make it easy to follow that recipe. And we believe in fully managed cloud services, okay, end to end. So you can actually fire it up and go instantly. In fact, today, with Cortana Analytics Suite, if your company has an enterprise agreement on Azure, you can actually just, you already have Cortana Analytics Suite. You can just fire up the individual services that exist that comprise Cortana Analytics Suite and get going. You don't have to sign any contracts. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to ask anybody's permission. And it's an integrated platform, right? So the integration in this space is super important. I think vast majority of you know how complicated and how confusing the big data space is. There are startups every new day promising something magical, but they all go after slices of the problem. They're not stitched together. They don't integrate well. And every one of them have their own product cycles. It's an incredible cognitive load for any enterprise to even track what to pay attention to, much less actually evaluate and test and see if this works for them long term. And it feels as though some of these innovations come and go overnight. And, you know, for example, Hadoop was the big thing for a while. And I'm not knocking Hadoop by any means. It's actually really good. But these days, the in thing is Spark. A year or two later, it'll be something else. The pace of innovation is crazy. So you need somebody to rationalize it for the customer, think end-to-end, bring the pieces together so people can build solutions that last years, because you're building solutions that last years in the enterprise and have a stable path, and that's super important. Okay, and so that also comes to support. So you want to have one throat to choke for customers, essentially. So one company you can go to and expect a high level of service, support, and SLAs from. And that's what we're planning to offer here as well. And a simple way to purchase. And here, that's an amazing thing here as well. It's a cloud subscription. You know, first you have to buy into Azure in this particular case. You buy into Azure, you get a tremendous amount of goodies that come with Azure and the Cortana Analytics Suite. It's a subscription model. Now, many of the services here can be tried out very, very simply just with an email. So we'll productize, simplify, and democratize. This is not a services play by any means. Our commitment from Microsoft, okay, is not to come and say, hey, guys, we can offer you 10,000 consultants to solve your problem, and hey, we have some interesting software. Our goal is to actually productize everything possible in the suite so it is a great, robust, engineered product that you can use. And services complement that. And when you do this, you get incredible agility in value creation at the customer. Because really, analytics is all about creating those wonderful apps for changing the way healthcare works, or changing the way an enterprise forecasts things or manages their inventory or any of those. That's where the creativity is required, not in wrangling technology, right? So we should eliminate the wrangling of technology so you can put a powerful tool in the hands of consumers. That's our goal. Okay. So, again, agile, simple, beautiful. That's the goal. And the best way for me to show the power of such a platform is through a set of demos. So I have Santosh here with me who's going to walk through a set of demos that show pieces of this Cortana Analytics Suite and how they integrate together in a scenario. But first, let me tell you a little bit of a story. How many of you have heard of howold.net? Okay, about 50% of you. This was a website that we put up for my keynote at the Build conference in April. The goal was to show the power of our cloud offerings, the agility with which you can stand up a website, couple in a few machine learning APIs, and create a really great experience. So we brainstormed, and a developer in my team, Karim Thompson, went ahead and built this site leveraging the Bing API and a few other APIs. It took him about a small number of days to set that up. Okay, it's all in the cloud using Azure websites, powerful platform services. It's incredibly easy to put these things together. And so we used, for example, APIs from the Azure Machine Learning Gallery. Now we're calling it the Cortana Analytics Gallery. There are powerful APIs there for perceptual intelligence, like face detection APIs, or recommendations APIs, or speech transcription APIs, or text analytics APIs. This is APIs. You can send it data, and it will do the work for you. No model building required, no deployment required. So we used the face API. The face API takes an image and detects the face in it or the faces in it and guesses the age and gender. And so there are many other features. You can all go to that website, gallery.azureml.net, look at the face API, and you will see some of the things. So Quorum's website called this API and also called the Bing Search API. And so you could actually bring images. And so this is an example of the output it produces. So you pick an image, you put it up, it recognizes the faces, and you will see it recognize that family's ages pretty well, the grandfather, the grandmother, and even the children. Did a pretty good job. And so we were doing this, so we could have an application from which we are streaming data in. We have, the age, the user agent, which shows the latitude and longitude, the location city, the browser type, all of those. And we were just going to have a demonstration of our Cortana Analytics Suite components. We're going to show how easy it is to analyze streaming data, how easy it is to analyze, to put up dashboards, and so on. Okay? But something very interesting happened. This went crazy viral. Okay, this is the virality. This is, again, the amazing thing about the internet. The internet is, in many ways, insane. And the cloud is awesome because, so here's the virality. I gave that keynote in end of April. In a small number of days, we had gone to 7 million images per hour being uploaded. Okay, as of today, there are 82 million unique users, about a half a billion images uploaded, over 10 plus million blog reads. It was incredible traffic. Now, we never expected that kind of virality to happen. We weren't prepared, and if we had been not in the cloud, if we had been any website, traditional website, we would have completely been out. We wouldn't have ever been able to handle that. But this, again, is the magic of elasticity in Azure. At its peak, we had 1,600 cores, 5.6 terabytes of RAM being used, over 2,000 images per second, and we were able to handle this without any outage whatsoever with just one developer, zero downtime. Okay, and just to tell you, give you a sense of how big that rate is, I wanted to give you 50 million users in perspective. Okay, when the telephone was invented, it took 75 years to reach 50 million users. Okay, then 38 years for radio, and going down, Facebook took 3.5 years. By the way, Angry Birds reached that in 35 days. And howold.net reached it in 7 days. And that, again, is the power of the cloud and the internet. And the leverage you get when you build a powerful application in the cloud with impact to consumers and deploy it in a cloud like Azure. Okay, it was a global phenomenon. It was in the media all over, in the social sphere. All sorts of people started uploading pictures. Companies talked about their products even. Okay, how old they are. People talked about important issues and not so important issues. And we made the world a less hairy place. We had data-driven proof now that shaving reduces the age, at least as it shows. And guess what? Salon and Cairo discovered that, independent of anybody. And this is Salon promoting it on a Facebook page. Ali Hussein, Coiffure and Spa, before you shave, after you shave, a 9-year difference in age. Okay, so now let's see the demo of all of those analytics behind the scenes. So for that, let me turn over to Santosh. Let's bring up the web page. Okay, so this is the dashboard where we are plotting the analytics about user behavior. Okay, so so this is a Power BI dashboard. It's a Power BI, for those who don't know it. It's a fully managed service for business intelligence, visualizing, and dashboarding on the cloud. And you'll hear more about it, by the way, today in James Phillips' keynote at the end of the session. So the dashboard shows both aggregated analytics computed with our big data services and real-time live analytics computed by stream analytics services. So those are all blended in. So for example, that dashboard shows faces by browser in the last 2 minutes with real-time updates every 3 seconds. That is that dashboard that Santosh is zooming into. And we got millions of users per hour when we launched this app during build. So let's see how that streaming dashboard is built, okay? The first thing we're doing is sending the JSON collected from the website to Azure Event Hubs. So Azure Event Hubs is a scalable ingestion service, right? It lets you intake millions of events per second from all your connected devices and applications. Then once the data is streamed to Event Hubs, we use Azure Stream Analytics. It is a service for stream processing. It's a fully managed service for stream processing, so it allows you to perform really low latency stream processing and at high throughput, and it's elastic and scalable. It has built-in resiliency. And you will see that it's actually very simple to put queries in streams of data to do aggregations, all with a language that is extremely simple. It's a very SQL-like language. So so Santosh is going to bring up that description. So what you're seeing here is the code to aggregate browser count across millions of users in a temporal window. This is not a simple task, by the way. If you were actually using Storm or Java or programming these things, it would take hundreds of lines or thousands of lines of code. And having a live streaming dashboard with these kinds of aggregates being computed reliably, stably, over all of the scale-up would have been extremely hard. But now, with about 6 lines of code, you can do complex computations like that. And it just runs. It's a query that is standing in the stream in a fully managed service. And you'll see what it does, what it's doing is actually really simple, right? From the stream input, it's selecting the total count, the browser type, and the timestamp, and outputting that. Okay, so it is being grouped by, there's a group by statement on a tumbling window over 3 seconds. And it show outputting the browser type. Once you actually understand the language of it, it's actually very simple computation. And that's what's actually being displayed in that Power BI dashboard that we just showed you. Okay, very simple to do. Very, very powerful. So we showed you a little bit of a glimpse into how easy it might be to stand up that kind of code. Now actually, for streaming data, let's actually switch to now batch data, okay? Again, you can see all of the details of what I'm talking in presentations today. I just wanted to give you a high-level view. So let's see how easy it is to do it over data at rest. So for this, we use a service called Data Factory. Data Factory, as I said, allows you to orchestrate, schedule, monitor, and manage data integration workflows. Okay? It helps you build and operationalize a pipeline that allows you to do this for big data analytics. So suppose you wanted to bring up a Hadoop cluster and take data from Azure Storage and run some Hive queries to aggregate the data. So this is what we were doing with Howl.net. Data was coming in through Event Hubs, through Stream Analytics. We actually were saving the data to Azure Blob Storage. And from Azure Blob Storage, we wanted to bring the data up in batch processes to analyze it and orchestrate the dashboard. So ADF can manage all of this. It can even spin up HD Insight clusters, right? HD Insight is our version of Hadoop as a service, and run Hive jobs on it. So this is a pipeline. So Santosh is showing the actual live pipeline on a web page. It is actually showing how that data is being processed. So we are storing right now about 600 gigabytes of data. It's growing daily. It's being stored in blobs. So in many ways, Azure Storage is the ultimate data lake. And this pipeline allows us to answer a variety of questions by aggregating over that data. For example, we can show the number of users from the start, users by platform, users by data, by day, photos by day, all of those things. And then we have set it up to update the Power BI chart, okay? One of the things about this kind of a pipeline, it's all in the cloud. You set it up very, very simply. You can attach monitoring to various nodes in the pipeline. And when a job fails, you can get alerts. You can set up ways to restart it, rerun slices, and so on. This everything required for a robust data pipeline to work and produce results. Okay, so now let's go back to that dashboard. So this dashboard now mixes outputs from those jobs that were run in Azure Data Factory and plot some of those things, such as the number of users, the number of photos uploaded to date, number of photos being uploaded every 60 seconds. All of those things are being computed off of that data. And then there's a streaming dashboard. And so, by the way, at the bottom of that graph, you saw that big spike, right? That is when it went viral, how old.net went viral. You'll see that huge spike that's standing up. Okay. So now, let's stay on that Power BI dashboard, Santosh. You know, one of the things about Power BI dashboard is the ability to ask natural language questions. And maybe, Santosh, can you take a natural language question and ask one of those? You can actually type.
I'll just look for number of faces by gender, by browser. So I can actually do as many different kinds of the questions that I want to ask, which could be in SQL. I could actually just think about it in English, ask those questions. I can do it in different formats, different graphs. So you can actually do all of your manipulations very easily right here on the live data, which is actually coming in on both the streamed and the stored data.
Incredibly powerful. And now let me switch back to my slides. So if you'll switch back to the slides. Again, the amazing thing about what we are doing today, I wanted to emphasize that agility of creating analytics, the simplicity and the beauty, right? We believe with the Cortana Analytics Suite, we can bring all of those three things together. And I want to talk about one other innovation, the Azure SQL Data Warehouse. These kinds of innovations, we'll have a stream of these coming over the years in Cortana Analytics Suite. World's first elastic data warehouse as a fully managed service. Now, what does that mean? It can scale to petabytes of data, but you can start with a very small data warehouse cluster. When you don't have very much data, you can start small, and then you can scale it up. It's massively parallel processing. It's shared nothing architecture. It's instant-on compute, which scales in second, and it can query relational using T-SQL and non-relational with data tables residing in Hadoop, for example, through one mechanism, which we call Polybase. It's powered by the cloud, so get started in minutes. It integrates with all the other components of the Cortana Analytics Suite, and it's got amazing market-leading price and performance. And remember, that price and performance is on a steady state, but if you leverage that elasticity, it's a completely different ballgame altogether. There isn't another cloud data warehouse that exists today that is elastic. Every other cloud data warehouse that you've heard of is not at all elastic. If you want to have another data warehouse cluster, you have to tear that down, scale up, you have to tear the one that you exist, copy all the data over, and fire it up. Okay, and it's very hard to do. So, but when you have the ability to to pause a data warehouse or resume, and you have complete elasticity, it completely changes the ball game when it comes to price performance. Okay, so I wanted to show some demos about this as well. So Santosh, now let's switch to Santosh, and he's going to actually show provisioning of a data warehouse. You go to Azure, what you see there is that he's provisioned a small data warehouse. And that data warehouse is going to host the data from the howl.net website. And I'm going to show how you can give more resources to that one SQL data warehouse, just elastically scale it up so it runs faster, okay? Or one other really interesting scenario of spinning up more SQL data warehouses on demand as you want more, okay? So anyway, for this one, we uploaded the data from the howl.net logs, okay, into partition tables. To start, right now we're using 100 data warehouse units. That's the smallest. And he's going to kick that query off. It's selecting, what is it selecting, Santosh?
So this basically looking on a monthly average, ever since we started, the number of mobile device types which have been uploaded into the system.
Right, great.
So and over so all just, the 600 right. gigs of data.
Right, great. Over all the 600 gigs of data.
Yeah.
And so you just kicked off that query. And so this one is going to take time because it is just one a small one. So the query is running now. It'll take a little bit of time. But I can manually or programmatically increase that compute power to the max, 2,000 DWs, just by doing that slider. Santosh just live did that. He just changed the elasticity parameter and scaled up that data warehouse to 2,000 data warehouse units. Okay, it's actually an independent data warehouse, so the original one with 100 data warehouse units will keep running, take a little bit of time to finish. And he's now going to actually run it on the scaled-up data warehouse that we just scaled up live in front of you. Okay, so let's kick that query off. You're executing the query. The query's done.
It's already done.
And it's already done. Now the result came back dramatically faster.
In 20
times faster. Okay, so what you just saw was what you could do manually or you could do completely programmatically. While the other one is still, if you go back to the other one, it's probably still running. It's still running. And that's the magic of an elastic data warehouse. I bet none of you in this room have ever seen an elastic data warehouse before. So imagine now another scenario, which actually is very close to my heart because I ran the data warehouse at Amazon for about 3 years. That was my prior job, in one of my prior jobs. And it was incredibly painful because the company was growing dramatically, the data volumes were going through the roof, and we had this huge crunch to process all your jobs in a very short time frame between midnight and 5 a.m. And over time, what we ended up doing was create more and more data warehouses with copies of the same data. And right now, there is somewhere around 20 huge, expensive data warehouses processing all of that data in parallel with the same data being loaded across all of them. And the reason was throughput. Data warehouses have this nature that what you actually need very often is incredible throughput in a concentrated time frame and the ability to meet SLAs. Ad hoc queries is not what usually takes up most of the data warehouse time. There's a throughput requirement, and it varies. Okay, so here's the thing about having an elastic data warehouse. Remember, when you have an elastic data warehouse in the cloud, okay, using that data warehouse for 10 hours, okay, a 100-unit data warehouse for 10 hours, or 10 of those for 1 hour is going to cost the same, okay, because it's provisioned in the cloud. If you had 10 Teradata warehouses, believe me, it's not going to cost the same as one. But in this case, in the cloud, when you have elasticity, it's a completely different ballgame. So I can provision, if I wanted to, when I needed that query throughput, when time is money, when I really care about it, I can provision as many copies of the data warehouse as you want in parallel and run jobs on it. So Santosh is actually going to show that. In this case, we are going to provision about 8 data warehouses, right? And he's actually set up a simple job to have 6 queries be round-robin around all of those data warehouses and run.
And these are the same 6 queries which we're running in the ADF pipeline.
Right.
Also.
They are the 6 queries being run in the ADF pipeline. And so he's going to run that. And what you will see then is really a significant acceleration of throughput. 6 times, really, because at the end of the day, these are on parallel data warehouses with their own independent copies. But the key being the massive throughput you can get at the same cost and that time value of money that you can leverage. Okay? Very powerful. By the way, subject to capacity availability, you're not limited to just 10 data warehouses either. I mean, if we had in Azure enough of those provisioned and not utilized, you could stand up 1 million data warehouses if you wanted to and load it up with same kind of data and run all of them in parallel. It's incredibly massive. And that's the magic of elasticity when you can leverage the cloud. That's incredibly powerful. And really, so elastic data warehouses, so that query just ran.
It just finished all of them in 36 seconds.
All of them finished. In how many?
36 seconds.
In 36 seconds, right? And because they were all processing, independent ones processed in parallel. Okay, great. So again, future of analytics is elastic, scalable data warehouses. That's a big part of the future of analytics. And it is incredibly simple because these are fully managed services. And now let's go from analyzing the past to predicting the future. So we will now demonstrate Azure Machine Learning. Many of you are familiar with this already. Now, the great thing about Azure Machine Learning is that you can put in analytics based on some of the world's best algorithms for machine learning from Microsoft and also combine it with open source like R and Python and build composite workflows and deploy web services with it. In fact, Azure Machine Learning turns out to be the best platform for deploying R or Python code, if that's all you chose to do, right? You can plug in some R code or Python code and publish a web service API with it, and you have your analytic in production instantly. And people, anybody who has done work with R or any of these statistical programming languages like SAS will appreciate how difficult it is to actually put any analytics built off of R or SAS into production in enterprise-grade workflows. Incredibly hard. Most people actually recode it in C Sharp. And they use R or SAS to develop the model and interact with the data and then hand off what you have done to IT to painfully recode and re-implement it and test it and validate it. And then the iterative cycle about refining that is actually incredibly slow as well, right? And that's very painful. And you don't actually know whether the production thing is identical to what you actually built. There's a debugging cycle. There's all kinds of issues with it. What we can do with Azure Machine Learning is put some R code and, you know, with a few clicks, get an API in the cloud that hosts that computation. And that's actually very powerful. And so what I'm showing here right now is R code and an API with R being used to forecast the number of pictures that will be uploaded to howold.net. Okay, so you have a forecasting model that's built. I have R code for it. It's been published as a web service API, and that's being called to populate that dashboard. So what you're seeing in that graph, that middle line, the blue is the actual live, the actual numbers, right? The observed data. And I believe the black is the forecast,
yes.
Correct? So you will see that the black, which is the median forecast, fairly closely tracks the actuals. And this is a 3-day ahead forecast, right? So we are actually showing how well it tracked. And those bands are confidence bands. The upper one is a 95th percentile confidence band, and lower one is the fifth percentile. So it shows the actual distribution. So how did we build that? So let's now actually go see a page. So we're going to just bring up an experiment for forecasting with R. By the way, there are lots of wonderful other machine learning algorithms in here as well. In this case, I just wanted to show the power of taking open source like R and combining it with this, creating workflows, and publishing web services. So for this particular one, we actually had an even simpler one. Let's actually show the experiment we used for forecasting howold.net. In this case, it's going to be...
Sorry?
Yeah, there you go. It's going to be just two nodes. I mean, it looks simple, but there's web service input coming in. And if you click on the execute R script, you will see there is a certain amount of code written in R to do the forecasting using packages in R. In this case, exponential time series smoothing is what is being used. And that code is being operationalized as a web service. So let's actually show how that is done, Santosh. What he'll essentially do is click... Yeah, go down there. You're basically going to say run and then deploy web service.
Okay.
So let's just go and show the result. When he clicks on those buttons, what you're going to get, okay, pretty quickly, and all of you can try it, is a page that describes the API that was published. That jumble of numbers that you see is the API key with which you will call that particular API you published for yourself with that execute R script. And I can then go to an API help page for request response. You click on that, what you'll actually get is a page that describes that particular URL of that API and sample code. So if you go click on the sample code, you'll see sample code in C Sharp and Python and R with which you can call that API. Okay? And so it's extremely easy to integrate that API into any application. In our case, what we actually did was we actually had an ADF pipeline which took the data, which then called that API with that data, got the forecast back, and that was used in that Power BI dashboard. Okay? So the magic here is that ADF pipeline, right, is that data factory pipeline. Where, can you show that row which... that's the howold.net even forecast. So there's a little bit of code under that node, right? Is it possible to click on it and show?
Sure. Actually, just to show the binding, I will have to go back one more.
Let's show the binding and see if we can.
Yeah. And here's a link service that we have created. And if you see, this is exactly the same ML endpoint, and then we put the API key as well for that. This is all we had to do in order to.
Yeah, so a little bit of code there to actually call an API, send it data, get the results back, you know, show that in Power BI. So you can have complex data pipelines that integrate with different services like Azure Machine Learning with an API that you published on your own and now being orchestrated to populate dashboards. All of these things require very, very little effort compared to what you would otherwise do. And you can have enterprise-grade data processing pipelines, advanced analytics pipelines set up like this. And again, that is part of the magic of the Cortana Analytics Suite. The fact that all of these services actually can interoperate and you can produce enterprise-grade workflows that actually produce intelligent outputs. Okay, so now I wanted to show you one of the really interesting things. Remember Cortana? Okay, so one of the things we have in Windows 10 is the ability to now bring the power of Cortana Digital Assistant to all your devices and enterprise. Okay, we have integrated Cortana for the enterprise with Power BI. So let's actually try something interesting. Remember that barbershop in Cairo that I had mentioned earlier? By the way, it is a male salon. So let's explore the Hawol data from Egypt, and we'll use Cortana to do that. You know, one of the interesting things about Cortana also, by the way, most of the intelligent assistants you've seen, you know, like Siri, they interact only through voice, but Cortana can actually take typed input as well as voice, right? You don't want to always sit at your work desk and talk to something. You would probably often want to actually type into it. So now, actually, let's type into it and say, show me Hawol usage. So there you go. Cortana now actually shows the results from that Power BI dashboard right there. It understood show me Hawol usage in the context you were working in and showed you the data. And so this is Hawol usage. This is worldwide average. So obviously the 29.4 was average age. You can actually scroll down and see in, within Cortana, because mobile applications are being used and mass number of users are from iOS, then you know there's some Windows and Android. Okay, so now let's try something else. Let's see Hawol usage from Egypt. All right, show me Hawol usage from Egypt. So Cortana is working on that now. And, well, 31.7 average age. You see the female-male gender distribution as the graph up there. It even shows a map. How about we actually say number of faces from Cairo, Egypt by gender, so we can actually ask about Cairo. You're narrowing down to that city. Now, unfortunately, I don't have the location of that particular salon, so I can't pinpoint all the way there. But I can ask a question about number of faces from Cairo, Egypt by gender. And so Cortana now shows that as a graph. So you'll see there are more female faces than male, but those male faces, how many of them are there? Can you hover over it? Yeah, there you go. There are about 1,860 faces being uploaded from Cairo, male faces being uploaded from Cairo, right? So what you've seen is that Cortana can now reason over the insights generated by the Cortana Analytics Suite. And that's incredibly powerful because it gives a very unique new mode of interaction with all the world's big data that is in Cortana Analytics Suite. And you can create incredibly powerful workflows for the enterprise with it. Okay, so now let's switch back to my PowerPoint, please.
Thanks, Joseph.
Again, agile, simple, beautiful. That's the goal. That's what we believe in. So here's what we did there, right? We ran stream analytics over streaming data. We archived it in the blob. We used Azure Data Factory and Hadoop on, as a service, HD Insight, to analyze that data. We uploaded data to SQL. We did a machine learning model over the data. We had a Power BI dashboard that read from that SQL and was also populated by real-time aggregates. We did all of that. This would have been, all of this work takes a small number of days once you actually get trained on this. If you were to do this with any other platform, if you were to integrate any of these best-of-breed solutions that you've heard of, how much time would it take? Now, if it is anything to do with my experience, it would take you months, if not more, because of the sheer complexity of wrangling all of that technology. And Cortana Analytics Suite makes it very, very simple. Okay. So now I'd like to ask most of you a question. How many of you wear a tailored shirt? Okay. A small number of hands. When I was a kid, you know, 30, 40 years ago, all my clothes were tailored. You know, we went to a textile store, got the cloth, went to a tailor, got myself measured, and got tailored clothes done. That's how it was in India, in the vast majority, in the most parts of the world. What changed in that time frame? What changed over these few decades that you don't have to go to tailors? Well, what changed is mass manufacturing of clothing became possible. Clothing of all sizes, shapes, variety, even designer clothing could be manufactured extremely cheaply and surfaced in department stores and marketplaces all over the world. And an incredible selection of clothing could be mass manufactured and made available cheaply. And so vast majority of people could just go to a department store and get what they wanted. Data science and analytics today is like tailoring 40 years ago. You custom get your data, you hire your data scientist, you measure your problem, you custom build the solution, and then deploy it over painful processes, and it takes months and years sometimes to get an analytic that changes your business built and tested and working. And by that time, you know, the world has moved on. The answer to the future of analytics is not to do tailoring anymore. It is finished solutions mass manufactured. And mass manufacturing has to be incredibly cheap for that to happen. So if you have platforms like the Cortana Analytics Suite that reduces the heavy lifting required to stand up a solution, then every one of you in the room can build powerful solutions on top of that platform and surface it in a marketplace that is hosted in the cloud that any of your customers can discover, okay? Then you completely change the game. It becomes like what's happening with app stores on your phones. When you have millions of apps, you may have 10,000 clocks. Okay, in the future, there might be 10,000 churn prediction APIs. But they'll be interesting, they'll be different, and you can test it with data and see what you like and what works for you. And there'll be a company like Microsoft standing behind those APIs, guaranteeing SLAs and certain levels of security and a whole bunch of things that enterprise needs to make these things productionizable. And so when you have that app store-like phenomenon happening in a cloud with finished APIs, or APIs, by the way, are super important because APIs are, by the way, even more powerful than apps. With APIs, you can create new applications very, very fast, right? And there are combinatorial ways of combining things. Apps versus APIs, huge difference in the combinatorial explosion of creativity you can get. That is going to become possible, and that's the future of analytics. Now, to illustrate that, I would actually like to use some of the intelligent APIs we already have in the Azure Machine Learning Marketplace, surface through the gallery, and show you a demo with the Internet of Things, a camera, speech recognition, and show you what's possible. To illustrate that, let me actually have Luis take it away from here.
Excellent. It's good to be here with you today. As Joseph said, we have created a demonstration that ties some of these APIs together, and will showcase the concept of ambient intelligence. For my demonstration, I'm actually going to need two volunteers. I'm going to have Revital, who is one of our engineers, and she asked the man right next to her. I hope you can help us. And we will need to put a mic on him, actually, to help us out. So for this demo, I need you to use your imagination a little bit. I want you to think that you're just entering a mall and you see one of these advertising displays, a kiosk. These are pretty common today, but this kiosk is not just any kiosk. This is a kiosk that is smart and can personalize its advertising to you. So what's your name?
I'm Akihiro.
Akihiro, yeah. Nice to meet you. Excellent. Tokyo. Thank you for helping us out. To demonstrate this concept, we'll start with Revital. Revital, come here. We actually have this kiosk with us. Akihiro, why don't you come here for a second? You'll be the star in a second. Okay, perfect. So Revital, smile for the camera, and this is what the kiosk will see, right? And as you can see, Revital looks 40 years old today. I should point out that
old I look.
Exactly. Not how old she is, how old she looks today, because she has been working so hard. So it also provided a recommendation for her, which is Jean Juarez, pass along, because she has been working so hard. Okay, Akihiro, it's your turn. Yeah. Now he doesn't know what is coming for him. A little closer, Akihiro, to the kiosk. Or, well, that's fine. It, Okay, so Akihiro is a young 36-year-old female. Sorry, let's do that again. Why don't you get close? Just to show that it's live. Okay. Oh, interestingly enough, it caught the girl on the background too, and invited them to the macaroni grill to go eat. This is funny. Okay, so let's try one more time. Okay, now he is a 34-year-old male. You know, and what can be more manly than race car driving, right? Excellent. Very good. Very good. So. Don't go away, Akihiro. I still need you. Don't go away, Akihiro. I know you want to run away right now. But we'll have Revital first show what happens. Akihiro, come back here. What happens when I have my daughter? I couldn't bring her personally. But as you can see, it detected a child. And it provided an accurate recommendation for a child. I have to tell you that when I was coding this at home, and this is a true story, my daughter is a little bit older now. And I had her come, and it provided a recommendation for her. She looked at me, she looked at the recommendation, and she said, "Dad, how does it know?" So it was this magical moment, right? And this is the type of magical experiences that we want to have for our customers. So now, Akihiro, I have news for you. You have just married Revital and had a daughter called Emily, and we're going to have you all in front of the kiosk there. A little bit closer so we can... Okay, perfect. That's good. Thank you. So imagine that a family is in front of this kiosk and it provides a recommendation. Now it's a play area. Thank you. So what if this kiosk was smart enough to not only understand what it sees? What if it could actually understand what people are saying when they are in front of this kiosk? So to showcase this concept, I'm going to have Revital tell us what she thinks of this beautiful play area.
Very expensive.
As you can see, it was able to recognize what Revital said. It transcribed her speech into text. She said, "Very expensive, right?" Not only that, but we also use the text analytics API on top of this text to understand how she feels, right? Expensive is not a very positive word, so she's only 4% happy in the red area of the happy meter on top, right? And the kiosk is smart enough now to adapt the recommendation. Before it was $3,600, now it's only $800. So, Revital, what was the experience like using these APIs?
So, I love these APIs. I think that most of the time we spend on that fancy UI and not on the integration with those services. So just to summarize, we were using a few of our APIs from the machine gallery that you just saw. We were using the face detection one to detect gender and age. We were using the speech to text APIs, and on top of that, the text analytics API, who can basically help us understand if people are happy or not. Cortana Analytics APIs can make the world around us smarter.
Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Akihiro.
Thank you.
So the magic of Cortana Analytics is that agility that it gives developers. So Cortana Analytics, powered by the cloud, it turns hardware into software. You don't have to worry about big iron data warehouses or big Hadoop clusters or how to provision them, how long it takes to provision them, what you have to buy. You don't have to worry any of that. You provision it as software in the cloud. It turns software into services. Software, you don't have to worry about what type of software, which vendor to buy it from, how to install it, how to make all of them work with each other. You don't have to worry about upgrades and patches and all of the maintenance required on the applications that you have built. Software is available as services in the cloud. And by combining all of that magic of data, fully managed software, incredibly powerful analytics, now you can turn that data into intelligence. Intelligence with which you can take action and change everything, whether it be the future of healthcare or the future of how businesses run on the planet today. And so it makes you smarter than ever before. It sets you free and allows you to go as fast as it could possibly go. So let me now end with a video that captures the spirit of what we are building.
Race mile one, going into afterburners.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
It's human nature to go as fast as you can possibly go.
Oh Lord.
I'm not afraid of dying. I don't want to die, but I'm not afraid of it.
I've been waiting for this moment for all my life.
I just go, and I don't let up until I have to.
On the Eagle, there's over 30 sensors. They gather almost 12 million points of data. We want to figure out the best way in which for this car to run. Enter the Microsoft Cloud. We're able to take the data, automatically process it, and get the results in a time frame that was unimaginable in the past.
If you start thinking with fear, you're going to be living with fear, and you're not going to be achieving the goals that you set for yourself. Two things that I'm thinking before I take off. Let this be a testament that girls can do anything they set their mind to, and do not wreck this car.
Processing over 2,000 measurements a second. And that's where machine learning comes in. We're going to be able to try to find the correlations that are probably not obvious and drive this project to a greater extent than we ever could have dreamed.
We will make history in 2015.
Thank you.